This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And it feels a little cold in here. I think winter has arrived.
Oh, I see what you did there. Guys, last night was the premiere of Salt Lake City, and we are so happy.
Wasn't it just like fun? It was just a good time.
I don't like about it. I don't like something about it.
Okay.
It's on too late for me.
It's, oh my God. I drank a Red Bull last night because I was worried
no,
about it.
No, you didn't.
Well, because like if I was just, I had already seen it. Actually, it was my third time watching it when it was on live, but I had decided I was going to do like live memes and stuff on the story. And so I was like, okay, I need to be like ready. I can't just be like watching it in my bed, but you know, we're here. We made it through. I'm very excited to talk about it. But Barry, yes. I think there's something you need to address first.
Before we talk about what we're here to talk about, I want to let you guys know that the Shop Betches sample sale is happening right now. It's today, which is Thursday, and tomorrow. We've made it 2 days. There's so much stuff on sale. A majority of the items are up to like 75% off. You can get early holiday shopping if you want. We have everything from wine glasses, sweatshirts, notebooks, etc. But it is all selling very fast. So I would check it out.
You had told me like a few things that were going to be in the sale, but then this morning I was perusing and there's some really fun Bravo stuff, but also a lot of other great, you know, Shop Betches goodies. So definitely check it out. Okay. Salt Lake City. You were saying something that I think is really accurate, that it feels like a kind of like old school Bravo premiere, like very hyped up. They, you know, it's
dramatic.
Like it feels like a big deal that we're getting a new Housewives City, as it should. Yeah. And I think they really did it right. It feels like we have a new franchise to be excited about. And it's not like, oh, like, I guess I'll watch this show. It's so good.
The music is really got me. Mm-hmm. And then also the aerial view every time they went into a new scene, I was like, am I going to move to Salt Lake City now? But I do have to say, I did find it very interesting. This is what I pulled from the entire episode. Not one of the new ladies is born and raised in Utah. Not one of them. And I thought that was a fun fact.
Aren't Whitney and Heather?
No, two of them, like Heather, I remember she was like, I moved here when I was 15 or whatever, but like none of them were born there. Maybe her cousin, who's her cousin?
I think Heather is, but I mean, when I was first kind of figuring out who was in the cast, I think they did a really excellent job of finding people that have interesting connections with each other, but also they're not all the same. So it's not like they found, you know, six blonde Mormon women and we're like, here's the Real Housewives. Like to have, you know, you have different racial backgrounds, different religious backgrounds, different, you know, they're from different places. They have, you know, you have cousins, you have people who went to college together. You have people who know each other from the social scene. Like it really.
And you know, I love cousins. I love the family dynamics. It brings you back to Jersey because I love that, that they know each other.
Yeah. And also, I mean, like you were saying with those aerial shots, the setting is just magnificent. Beyond. There was one scene where they were in, I think Meredith was in her house and you could just see in the background out the window, it's like a mountain.
I was like, wait, hold on. You wake up to this every day? Like, are you kidding?
Obviously, I know there's mountains in Utah, but the fact that they're just like in their house and you can see a mountain out the window is like a little beyond.
So should we... Should we talk about our first impressions of these ladies?
Yes. Starting with the first person we're introduced to is the one and only Jen Shah,
who I feel like blown away. I feel like
she has arrived in like the fully packaged like housewife glam moment. You know, like she is yes. ready for this.
If you close your eyes, do you not get a little hint of a Kardashian? The voice, like she sounds exactly. Yes.
So I did these Bravo celebrity comparisons of like who they remind me of. And for her, I had Erica mixed with NeNe because okay. I feel like she has like the, fabulous. She has like the attitude of NeNe, but then like the fabulousness of Erica. Like she has the creative team and the glam. And
oh, you mean her first assistant Stewart and her second assistant Crystal? I was like, girlfriend, what are
I believe
you doing?
There was a reference to a third assistant at one point as well.
I feel think
like
she's
her
great.
Assistant Stewart is already like a standout.
Yeah, I really like her. I like her energy and I think she's really fun. Like it's so crazy with these women that she could have come onto the show as herself and people could have been like, who the F is this woman?
Right.
But like, that's not the vibe. And that's what's so fascinating about these shows is that you get one shot as your first impression and either the audience really like likes you or doesn't. And Jen really brought it for me.
It kind of, it makes me think of like season one of Potomac when Karen Huger introduced herself as the Grand Dame and you were like, okay, like, what does that even mean? Whereas Jen, I'm like, I believe it.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, I believe it.
My thoughts on, let's move on to Meredith.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Meredith,
my thoughts
okay.
on Meredith. I know it's confusing. I'm getting confused a bit because there are a few brunettes. Like, it's a twist. But Meredith gave me Brooke Shields vibes. That's all I can think of and see the entire time. And then I thought it was so funny because we met her son, whose name is Brooks. And I was like, oh, was she told this her entire life? And so she named her son not, that.
Do you not also see Kyle Richards a little bit?
Yes, I like her a lot so far. I like her. It's weird because her husband is in Chicago. Is it Chicago? Okay,
so they
for
have
now
they
for
have
business?
This interesting arrangement setup system.
We so love an arrangement.
They're from Chicago. They moved to Salt Lake for her husband Seth's job, I think like mm-hmm. 7 years ago, and now she has this jewelry business worn by celebrities. Rihanna is like the end all be all for me. So she has a store in Park City, but now her husband, I don't think, works in Utah anymore. So she's still in Utah, but he's back and forth for his job. And so it's like, it's a little, you can tell that there's like a little, it's like a seed of tension. And in the previews for the season, we can see that this is going to be kind of an ongoing thing about her marriage and if they're open or if she's cheating. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's something to pay attention to.
Right. But also I found it I looked up her jewelry line and like, cause she made it like it was, she has worked with Rihanna. And every time people name drop Rihanna, you're like, oh, but then I went on her Instagram and like, I was like, oh, so it's like not that big. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Online presence. Maybe she just is like a store for when like they can't, cause a lot of celebrities do go out there. So
she said she's in Neiman Marcus as well. So
want to know more about that aspect of her life, obviously.
I'm definitely loving her son. So her son, Brooks, he was 21 and he is, I would say conveniently taking a semester off of school while they're filming a reality show.
I love his personality though. Yeah.
Meredith is the one. And so I've been on Zoom with her a couple times now, and she definitely seems like the one who's kind of like least, she didn't watch Housewives before going on the show. She's not that, she's like usually pretty private, you know? So I think she's the one where this is kind of like the most out of her comfort zone, but she seems really interesting and I like her energy. I'll just be curious to see kind of like how she does on the show. Cause it can be for people who aren't like, obviously for somebody like Jen Shah or for somebody like Lisa or Heather, like most of these women seem very like ready and willing to just put it all out there. But speaking of, let's talk about Heather. Heather Gay not recently, but like not in the too distant past, divorced from self-described Mormon royalty.
When she gave that little like tidbit of advice of information, I was like, oh wow, I did not see that coming.
So she has three teenage daughters who are all super cute, and she runs a med spa, so she does all the Botox and lasers and injections.
I liked her reasoning for that though, for opening that up, because Mormons are always characteristic. Yeah, I loved that.
I love when she was like, it's just like dipping your pot into a river of money. But she seems very fun. She talks about, describes herself as a cougar. She is, you know, she also says she's a good Mormon gone bad, which means that she is still Mormon, but like a little fast and loose with the rules, which I appreciate.
Well, so they all say that. I find that so interesting about Mormons and especially watching them on TV right now, because they're like, good Mormons don't have sex, don't drink, they don't do anything, but like I do that basically on like Mondays and like Wednesdays, and I'm like, no, it's like, are you or are you not? You don't like it's of course everyone in every religion doesn't follow, but it's like, if that's what you are, then that's what you are. How do you
what's so
not
funny
do
to
any
me
that, but
is within the show. The two active Mormons in the cast are Lisa and Heather. Mm-hmm. Heather describes herself as a good Mormon gone bad, and Lisa describes herself as Mormon 2.0. And so it's like, okay, like, you both have these like custom versions.
Yeah.
I'm here for it though. I think it's a good thing to be able to kind of recognize what does and doesn't work for you and kind of, you know, adapt it to your lifestyle. They're not like priests or anything. So I'm loving Lisa. I think she has a really fun energy. She's from New York, converted to Mormonism. She has two young kids. She owns a tequila, another tequila. She's doing a vodka. Like she's just like a straight talker.
She's very much the Bethany Frankel of Salt Lake City. And yes. And she like is a businesswoman. She has a strong personality. So I like Lisa. She's from New York. I feel like we were just like bonded right away. But part of me is like, will I not like her eventually? Like, is she going to take this a little too far? Do you know what I mean? That like, I'm going to do whatever I want. I don't care. This is what I want. And I was like, that's cute. But like, is that going to push me over the edge a little bit?
Yeah. I do see it with the Bethany comparison. I think that's a good one because I mean, they look kind of similar. There's a photo of them together from years ago. They have, you know, they're both like New York girls, but also I think sometimes people like that, when they get into like housewives drama situations, can be a little bit like full of themselves or like not really listening or not really like trying to make any progress. And it's like, we'll see. I mean, it's too early to tell, but already she has some little drama with Heather because they went to college together, but Lisa says she doesn't remember Heather from college. But okay, this is confusing though, because she says she doesn't remember her, but then she's like, all I remember is that she was like flashing her tits, like good time girl. And it's like, do you remember her or no?
Okay, well, first of all, the good time girl almost made me pee in my pants. I was dying that Heather kept her. She's like, you'd think I wanted to be a good time girl. And I was like, what's a good time girl? Like, are you guys kidding? And so I was really laughing.
Good time girl does not sound like inappropriate at all. It sounds like you're like going dancing.
I was dying. So anyway, but okay. So what I got from that is Lisa obviously we went to school together, but I think she just was just not saying the fact that they weren't friends in school. Like, I really don't think Lisa meant anything by that, to be honest. Right away, I'm like taking a stand on that, because you can tell Heather is probably like, yeah, we've gone way back. Yeah, I can say that about someone I went to elementary school. I've known them for 30 years, but we're not friends right now. And I think that's right. What happened. But yeah, we might see more.
I do. It's a little bit of like Housewives, like, misunderstanding. He said, you on she purpose. Said,
yeah.
like I know, if I really looked within my soul, I would know that it's not that big of a deal, but I'm going to kind of make it a big deal.
Oh yeah. But also, just one other thing about Lisa. I thought it was funny because she was like, I'm from New York. I'm not going to wear that to the party, like a little black dress and heels. And I was like, no, that literally is what people in New York like wear.
Oh my God. And so it was like so beautifully shady because she said, I don't wear the little sparkly cocktail dress and stilettos.
See.
And then they immediately cut to Whitney Rose leaving her house in a little cocktail dress and heels.
Well, I do have to say, I appreciated Lisa's New York outfit with the black jeans and the fur jacket. I was like, honey, fur, you brought it.
The fur with the arms out of the sleeves. I was very into that.
Did her and her husband and her family driving around doing a fast food tour not remind you of like the Blind Side? Everything reminded me of something. I was like, wait, it was. And she was like, I don't cook. I don't make breakfast. And they literally went to like four different fast food restaurants.
She
like, this is.
She goes, I want a 44 ounce Diet Coke from Sonic. I want Taco Bell. I want donuts. Like, she is very fun. And we'll see kind of how she is once she's like in some drama. But yeah. I definitely enjoy her a lot. And I think she's like going to be a fun time.
Another comparison as we're moving on down the women. Did Whitney not remind you of Mary from Selling Sunset?
Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of that. In my little comparisons, I said she was Cameron Westcott mixed with Ashley Darby, which is like feels very random, but whatever.
So I like Whitney. I do. We are very opposite. Like, she's very
you
soft.
You could not be more different.
We are very different. She is very soft spoken and like a little angelic. And I'm like shaking watching. I'm like, spit it out.
She's soft spoken, but I appreciate that she is really like, based on how her life has gone. So she, you know, married her husband. They were in other relationships. She was pregnant when they got married. They were excommunicated from the church. They're still together 10 years later. I feel like the fact that she kind of like stuck to her guns like that tells you a lot about her as a person.
Totally.
So that kind of like very soft, like Disney princess voice and like, you know, cute blonde. Like that's, you know, there's like some substance under there.
When she was walking, when they like went right to her walking down the aisle, I go, something's up. Like that, I knew, because I was like, they would never do that where that's just like her wedding and she's just like walking down the aisle by herself. But I thought that was great. And I loved that she was open and honest about like what happened in her life and that she's still here, still standing.
I feel like this is the one time on Housewives where a vow renewal doesn't make me nervous, because clearly it wasn't like 2 years into the show and they like needed a plot line. But so we see her partying at this vow renewal. Heather's there, her cousin. She's literally dancing on a pole and her dad is in the background, like clapping along in his like emo Billy Joe Armstrong haircut.
I was like, is this the only reason you got kicked out of the church, or do you have
such a bizarre moment, but like just like weirdly perfect. I don't know. I love it.
She was really good at pole dancing. Like she, I was like, holy shit. Like she was very good, like too good. But I'm just having so much fun watching this episode. I was like, what else is going to happen? I don't know.
They were throwing a lot at us and it pretty much all worked.
Correct. But we're getting to the most, you know, interesting character of them all, I should say. Are we missing anyone? There were so many besides, besides
Mary,
obviously. Okay. Here we are, Mary. Sweet little Mary.
Okay. So I think it's interesting. So Mary is the one person who we don't really meet, like her family or anyone this episode. Her husband is like in a confessional, but we don't see her like at the house or anything. But she's getting drinks with Whitney. And
was that not the cringiest scene you've ever seen?
It was like really ever? Awkward. So Mary is the first lady of a Pentecostal church, which there's some like Reddit deep dives and stuff about how this church is like perhaps a little culty. I haven't really fully educated myself on that, so I won't get into it yet. But so Mary is of course married to her former step grandfather. And they basically explained that when her grandmother passed away, it was basically like in her will for Mary to get married to her husband so that she would kind of inherit the family church business. So yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we've known about this for a while, like since they announced the cast, it wasn't a secret. And like Jen clearly thinks it's weird. Heather thinks it's weird. You know,
it is weird. What do you mean? It is weird. I mean, listen, to each their own for real, but it's what I want is for her to acknowledge the fact that this isn't the most normal thing in the world. Like you did it because you're not in love. You did it. She was open about the fact that it was a somewhat of an arranged marriage, which it was. Right. So then at that point be like, yeah, this dude's my ex, ex.
I've seen her. She did this Instagram. Bravo had them do Instagram lives with like other housewives the last few days, and hers, she was paired with Teresa, which Mary is already like maybe not 100% there, and so then to have her do an Instagram live with Teresa is like a little bit cruel, I think, because Teresa had no idea what was going on. So Mary was saying something about, they were like, it was very much like lost in translation. And she was saying something about like, well, you know, I mean, people always say like with my, you know, my grandfather, step grandfather, and, you know, they say like, oh, it's my incest or whatever. And it's not it, blah, 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 blah. And Teresa is just, you see Teresa's face kind of be like, huh? Like she has no, I think Mary in her head was like, oh, I'm sure you've heard about this.
Yeah, no, because Teresa did not research you at all. I can promise
Teresa
you that.
Teresa didn't even know there was a new show premiering. She was like, who's this girl? I don't know. At the end of the interview, it was actually hilarious. Teresa was really nice. She was like, oh, like DM me. I'll give you my phone number. I can help you out, whatever. And then she goes, when this is all over, I can come to Salt Lake and you can book me.
Like, oh my God.
Teresa's like trying to book a job. And Mary's just like talking about herself. It was a special moment. I think it's on Bravo's IGTV. I mean, if you need to laugh.
I watched a little bit of Melissa's and Jen's, and that too was just like, it was like these women met them each other for the first time on live too. And I was just like, this is not going as smoothly as Bravo wants it to, but just give them a few minutes. It's fine.
Some of the pairings were better than others, but it was a cute idea.
Yes. The thought was there.
So the kind of centerpiece of the end of the episode is this party that Jen throws at Shaw Ski Chalet. Yes, that is her home. And it's allegedly a party for Meredith's birthday, but it is certainly just a party for Jen to throw herself a party.
I mean, when you walk in, the flower wall says Shaw Chalet. And like and Meredith was like, she like knew what she was like, okay, it could have been like happy birthday, Meredith. But honestly, this is what I'm talking about. Jen was very open. Jen was like, this is basically a party for me. It's just, you know.
She had the Tongan dancers, and the producer was like, what do Tongan dancers have to do with Meredith? And she was like, they don't.
But get you a friend who throws you a party like Jen does. Seriously.
I mean, it's a fabulous party. I was dying over the montage of Lisa going up to everyone at the party and being like, love your coat.
Love your
hair. Love your jacket. Love your hair. That is, I feel like that's me at a party. I'm just like, hi.
Yeah, like, oh my God, I love that. Thank you so much. But that was, again, just Lisa being like, I know I'm dressed better than these bitches.
So obviously the biggest drama of the episode is stemming from this recent thing where Jen and Mary, who I guess are friends, have been friends, whatever, right, they were together. And Jen had just come from the hospital where her aunt had her legs amputated.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy. And apparently Mary has this issue with hospital smell. And so she said something. I don't think she said it directly to Jen, but she said it and it got back to Jen that.
No, she did. She said it to her when she hugged her.
Right. She said she smelled like hospital, basically. And so Jen is so offended by this because she had just come from her aunt's, like, you know, deadly operation.
Right.
And Mary, so they sit down to talk about this and Mary is so incredulous. I kind of couldn't believe how unapologetic she was about this.
Well, guys, I wish you could see my face right now, but if you watched the episode, you would know when Mary just kept going like this in her confessional, like the vomit thing. I was like, okay, we all know what a hospital smells like. Are any of us like, wish I can bottle this up and spray it on me? No.
But I know, like, exactly the smell. It's like latex gloves mixed, yes, with hand sanitizer.
Yep.
But when in the confessional, when Mary is like, why is a 60-year-old woman getting both of her legs amputated? Like, her diet's bad. Drink water. That is so beyond disgusting. Rude of a, yeah, thing to say.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm enjoying Mary for the messiness that I know she's going to cause, but I'm like, yikes. Yeah.
No, that's like, you don't say that. And also, it was like, she was turning it where she was mad at Jen as if Jen should have known. I don't, right, like the hospital smells.
Right. Mary, it's hilarious. It's like wild that your take on this whole argument would be like, well, you shouldn't have come around me if you smelled like hospital.
Can't believe that it's literally like hospital, that we're using this as like a hospital smell. It's a, right, building.
And I have a feeling this is going to be an ongoing feud. We end with the to be continued. Jen has been throwing some major shade at Mary on social media. Jen is clearly like locked and loaded, like ready to fight here, which I appreciate. We need some of that energy. I'm so excited to see where this season goes.
Yeah, they did not disappoint. I mean, it would be a really huge letdown if it was this hyped up and then everyone was like, okay. But as I'm even seeing on social media, and we watched it ourselves, like, we needed this. Like, yes, it was time for a new franchise. I think the newest one was Dallas, right? Before this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Dallas and Potomac both, right, started in 2016. So it's been
really
like a few years. Yeah.
Okay. So I feel like Potomac's been on forever, but yeah. So this was a crazy, great move that Bravo made. And I am excited. We have a long while to go, but the other thing I'm wondering is it at 10 PM? I have two thoughts. It's on 10 PM. I can't get over this because they want people to tune into OC and then they'll just go right into Real Houses of Salt Lake City. That's what I'm thinking.
I definitely think that's the plan. I mean, cause you would think that a show like OC would have like a bigger audience and give it like a nice little lead in, but OC's ratings have not been that good this season. So
don't tell anyone. Like,
I knew a lot of people last night who were like, I'm not really watching OC, but like, I'm going to turn on the TV at 10 for Salt Lake City. So, you know, there's a lot of hype. Clearly you and I both think the first episode lived up to the hype. I've been seeing everyone basically say the same. So
I bet you tourism in Utah is going to go straight up after this pandemic's over.
Oh my God. Like, I want to go.
People are okay. But here's the issue with this. People are like, think that these women actually live in a fairy tale. They're like, oh my God, they live in ski lodges and just wear fur every day and walk around. Like, that's probably not their real life. Like all the time, 24/7.
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes you go to Taco Bell in the Porsche. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Okay, really quickly, let's just cover like a couple key points from Below Deck this week. Just
you got it.
We're not going to get to it tomorrow. I love guest drama on Below Deck. There's nothing more satisfying than watching the crew watch the guests fight with each other. And these two women having this like imaginary argument over who's going to get with James is so fucking funny.
Okay, but me and my friends have totally done this before. Like 100%. Like, no, I'm going to hook up with him. And the guy doesn't even know you're there. He doesn't even know you're there. But this drama was like, this was serious. Like I don't know if we know the charter guest names other than the birthday girl, which
I can't remember.
Is Lexi. But
I think
like
Shay was the other one.
The whole dinner like exploded, and then it's awkward for the crew because they're like, do we bring out the cake? Do we bring out the next meal? They're all hiding from like behind the wall. And
James is standing in the background in a Speedo ready to do a body shot. And he's like, can I come out? Like, I don't know. I'm so great. Into it. And this charter's not even over yet. We still have, you know, the tail end next episode.
But I do have to say, I'm being dead serious. If someone ever spoke to me the way that Charlie is the primary. If he spoke to me the way spoke to half of the crew, that is not okay. And I don't know who you think you are. Who do you think you are?
He is, especially to Rachel, the chef, he is so patronizing.
You're exhausted. You look exhausted.
It was already bad at the beginning of the episode. And then later on when he comes in the kitchen and goes, no, you're tired. I'm helping. Like, absolutely
also
not.
Yeah, so that it was one thing first episode with the drinks, that was okay, that was fine, but then that happened. Yeah, he went to the kitchen, and then like the whole unpacking of the suit, I'm still confused. Someone answer me, who do you think you are and where do you think you are? Like, and then also they had this international dinner and he's like, and we want the crew involved, and it's like they didn't sign up for that. The
right.
crew is there to like do some little things, but like
I am curious
to play dress
I'm curious up. The interior crew is definitely a little bit of a mess right now. They don't really have their act together. We see Izzy wants to switch to deck crew. She requests for the captain to switch her to take Avery's spot. I have a feeling they're gonna let her switch and they're gonna find a new stew, which seems like it might be for the best because it doesn't seem like she's that good at being a stewardess.
I think that was a great move on her part. It's better to speak up and say how you feel rather than write it out on something that you know you're not doing that well in. So it's funny because Captain Lee was open to it, as I think he is a great person to like speak to, it seems. But like, it's funny because in his confessional, he was like, I hope he doesn't look at it where she's like, oh, she doesn't like that, so she wants to move. She, like, you can see in her interviews that she, like, knows she's better equipped to be outside.
Right. And it's not like it's halfway through the season and she's like, I'm bored. It's like it's day two and she's kind of miserable.
Yeah. So I wonder how many new crew members we're going to meet this season again. Has there ever been a season where like there's not a like a shift in this?
Like at all? I don't think so.
At this point, we might even get a new chef. Rachel had a freaking blowout over an omelet. An omelet.
That was weird. It's like, why don't you have a pan to make an omelet?
But like,
I don't know.
You did an international dinner with dinners from every single country and you got upset over an omelet?
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing you could have made.
I loved that the drink for Japan was a kamikaze.
Like, well,
yeah, I'm sure that's authentic Japanese.
Yeah, but also what a specific, like this charter is giving me, like I like me and my friends, just, of course you like a dress up, okay, but to go, you're on vacation, I don't need to dress up, paint my body, have themes, get ready, get dressed, decorate. I'm stressed out just watching it.
I could see if I was going on like a week-long charter, I would do like one theme night. I would not have like a different costume for every night on the boat. That sounds like hell to me.
And they brought a few Speedos for James to like try on.
Oh god, never change below deck charter guests. Keep bringing the entertainment.
I really love it.
Okay, let's just quickly do who our number one Bravoleb in the group is. I mean, it's Salt Lake City. Come on.
I was just going to say, I'm going to just give it to the cast of Salt Lake City. Okay. It's a new franchise. We met all of the women in one night, obviously, but I'm saying like, so not one was better than the other. I think this was just great.
Great. Love that. I will agree. I think so far my kind of like favorites right now are Jen, Heather, and Lisa, but you know, we'll see where the chips fall. We have a long way to go, but overall, I mean, cheers to this show because it seems like they did it right.
Yes. So, guys, you know the drill. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches and join our Facebook group. And check out the sale on shop.betches.com. There's a lot of great stuff. And we will be back tomorrow.
And tomorrow we'll be doing OC and Southern Charm. Lots of shows now to talk about. We have an embarrassment of riches. Guys, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.